Tom Carson sat in the client chair across the desk from Hastings Hathaway in the president's office of the Paradise Trust in Paradise, Massachusetts. He felt uneasy, as if he were in the principal's office. He didn't like the feeling. He was the chief of police. People were supposed to feel uneasy confronting him. "You can quietly resign, Tom," Hathaway said, "and relocate. We'll be happy to help you with that financially. Or you can, face the consequences." "Consequences?" Carson tried to sound stern, but he could feel the bottom falling out of him. "For you, and if necessary, I suppose, for your wife and your children." Carson cleared his throat and felt ashamed that he'd had to. "Such as?" he said as strongly as he could, trying hard to keep his gaze steady on Hathaway. Why was Hathaway so scary? He was a geeky guy. In the eighth grade, before Hasty had gone away to school, Tom Carson had teased him. So had everyone else. Hathaway smiled. It was a thin, geeky smile, and it frightened Tom Carson further. "We have resources, Tom. We could turn the problem over to JoJo and his associates, or depending upon the circumstances, we could deal with it ourselves." "I don't want that to happen." "I'm your friend, Tom. I have so far been able to control the firebrands, but you'll have to trust me. You'll have to do what I ask." "Hasty," Carson said. "I'm the chief of police, for Christ's sake." Hathaway shook his head. "You can't just say I'm not," Carson said. "You don't make the rules in this town, Tom." "And you do," Carson said. "We do, Tom. Emphasis on the we." Carson stood silent, staring at Hathaway. The mention of JoJo had made him feel loose and fragmented inside. Hathaway took a thick, stationery-sized manila envelope from his middle drawer. "You aren't much of a policeman, Tom, and it was just a sad accident that you learned things. But you did, and you were right to come first to me. I've been able to save you so far from the consequences of your knowledge." "What if I went to the FBI with this?" "This is what I'm trying to forestall," Hathaway said. "Other people like JoJo, would prevail. And your family. But we both know, Tom, you are not made of that kind of stuff. The better choice for you, and I'm sure you recognize this, is to take a rather generous severance package. We found you a house, and we've contributed some cash to help you in relocation costs. The details are in here." "What if I promise not to say a word about anything, Hasty? Why can't I just stay here? You'd have a chief of police that won't give you any trouble." Hathaway shook his head slowly as Carson spoke. He smiled sadly. "I mean, you know, the next chief might be harder to deal with," Carson said. "We have already chosen your successor," Hathaway said. "He should be just right." He held the envelope out toward Tom Carson and, after a moment of empty hesitation, Carson reached out and took it.